Here, I'd like to introduce a solution to. Is that okay?
Oh.
Okay. I'd like to introduce a solution to realize auto in operator's perspective. Next. Overview. P2P applications account for more than 50% of the internet traffic in the daytime and 90% at night for China Telecom, the largest ISP in China. BitTorrent, PaaS, PP Live has taken 75% share of the total P2P traffic. In addition, the international egress of ISPs are jammed seriously by P2P applications almost all the time. Next, please. Next. Problems. The above conditions bring low performance and efficiency and high network management, high operation cost, even high billings. And things is especially serious for small ISPs without a peering relationship with large ISPs, he has to pay double directions traffic. Next. And what was the ISP's consideration on cooperation between ISP and P2P service providers? The basic idea of Auto is to let operators and ISPs and service providers of P2P applications cooperate with node clustering and traffic localization, and how to use the network topology info. Martin has mentioned two solutions, and that's exactly H1 and H2 I list here. First is operator provide topology and bandwidth information for P2P applications, and the other can is to provide auto service by their P2P applications. And from the operator's perspective, we prefer the first one. Oh, next. So advantages: it can keep operator independence and privacy. It can also make full use of the operator's knowledge to reduce cross ISP traffic, and it don't add more burden for the P2P application providers to make node and request localization decisions. Meanwhile, it achieves the goal of increasing the performance and especially decreasing the latency and increase the throughput by the localization. So it's a double win game. Next, please.
I think just as a quick aside, just to give context, this is kind of in the solution space,
yes,
but it's not proposing a protocol per se.
Yes.
So when you are looking at the slides and trying to evaluate the context in which this is presented, it's kind of in the solution space, but it's not presenting a protocol, a Bitwire protocol that needs discussion.
Yes, thank you for your clarification. This is HTTP. It's a mechanism for tracker-based P2P applications. And here we have three components. First, a last tracker, who is controlled by the ISP and the cooperative with the original tracker, who may be their P2P application provider. And the last tracker monitoring the live peers' information in its domain. Also, it gets the global peer information from the original tracker. We have also a resource website with resource website, but it's just an example for BitTorrent application, BitTorrent-like applications for live streaming. We may have not such a component. It publishes the most popular resource information, for example, the related .torrent files. We have also the inner DNS server redirection functions who can redirect the visit for original outside websites to the inner resource websites. Next. And this is a precise of the HTTP. First, the last trackers may get their information about the file information downloaded mostly by some sources, maybe some websites maybe by its access point to collect such information. After get this, it can get the .torrent the resource description files from the origin website. After that, it changes its IP address of the trackers to its own IP address. And after that, published the .torrent descriptions to the resource website. Once we have some inner request to the original original files, the DNS redirection, we direct it to the resource website, which is inner the domain. And then he gets the information about the Alas tracker, and then he can get some subpeers from the Alas tracker, which is certainly the inner ones. Also, if there are, the amount of the inner nodes of the ISP is not enough, we can get the Alas tracker may provide some outside nodes information, because he can get the information with the original trackers. Next, please. After that, we have some strategies of last trackers choosing the seed nodes. First, according to the network conditions, here we may set some detection points in some subdomain and collect the traffic density, which equals total of traffic in a period divided numbers of users. And this information can be used to send to the trackers. To the Alas trackers, and the Alas trackers may choose the seed nodes according to such a condition. For instance, it may choose the peers with a low density domain. Also, here there was a trade-off between the low traffic density and the low node bandwidth, so we may have a trade-off. Next. There are some other factors, for example, according to the seed node service capabilities, and each peer may report performance parameters to the Alas trackers periodically. For example, the CPU average utilization ratios, average memory usage ratios, and average network bandwidth. Also, we can choose the seed according to the peering and economic relationships among ASs. And here is a rank. First, inside one AS, and second, inside one ISP, and then inside one peering ISP, and then others. Next, please. Conclusion. The purpose is to specify tracker cooperative mechanisms between ISP and service providers based on auto principle, and a mirror tracker and the DNS direction based method to reduce the cross ISP traffic for P2P tracker based applications, and node selection is based on the several factors. Next. Open question and next steps. We may define the interface between the local tracker and the original tracker to define the information exchange between them in the next step. Also, we are exploring the possibility of application agnostic solutions to new proliferating P2P protocols for bulk data, because till now the current solution is application dependent. And the open question is that, is there a problem in current, is this a problem in current scope of auto? For example, to define the local tracker and the original tracker interface, or some local cache issues. Thank you. Okay.
Questions? No? Oh, thank you. Stas. Stanislav, I just wanted to confirm that you propose to replicate an external site that has torrents on it inside an ISP's network and edit those torrents in that website. Is that the proposal? I'm just making sure.
I'm afraid not.
So the what is the you had a slide example. Where you described
this
how
is exactly
the DNS will redirect clients to a resource websites and how it will redirect the inner resource website. What's that inner resource website?
We should rewrite the resource description file to replace the original tracker information to our Alas tracker information.
Okay, exactly. That's exactly how I understood it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.